We're starting off the month of May with an unsettled weather pattern across our area. We're going to keep things quite gray over the next several days, though there will be some glimpses of sunshine, but our shower chances are pretty much with us all week long, so at least from time to time you're going to need those umbrellas as we work through the next several days. And we needed those umbrellas at times today, as some areas had steady rain for at least a portion of the day. The steadiest rain is working its way to the northeast, away from our area. And as we move into tonight, we'll work into a little bit of a lull, at least in most areas, though it will still be mainly cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog. Now, later tonight, we'll see another area of low pressure that will approach our area, and this is going to work its way south of Albany, so there's going to be an increasing chance for rain, especially south of the capital region after midnight, though some of those showers could make it as far north as the capital region, the Berkshires, maybe even southern Vermont. Temperatures tonight will fall back mainly into the 40s, so we'll not be especially cold at night. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll start off with that rain chance, especially from the capital region on south and east during the morning hours. And then that storminess will work away, so we'll see drier weather for the second half of the day. And for areas north and west of the capital region, we should keep it mainly dry or all dry as the day moves along. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 50s to low 60s, so we're going to be a little bit below what is average for this time of year, though we're not going to be way off the mark. Then working through the second half of the week, we'll have what we call an omega block. Basically means that the weather system is all blocked up, kind of like traffic at 5 o'clock. So we're looking at in a pattern that will repeat itself day after day, and it will be unsettled day after day as we have cool air in the upper atmosphere. So basically Wednesday and Thursday, any sunshine that we see would probably be early in the day. Clouds will tend to bubble up through the day, and because we have cold air aloft, the atmosphere will be unstable, and that means that we'll have an increasing chance for showers and storms potentially as we go through Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. So like I mentioned earlier, you're going to need those umbrellas at least every so often as we head through the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, then rain likely after midnight, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially during the morning, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, especially during the morning, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.